You are unique, active, determined, resilient. You are not your diagnosis, and you are not alone. This is Young Onset Parkinson's Network. We believe young onset Parkinson's disease does not define you. You define it. We are a safe place to learn, connect, and engage within a supportive community that actually gets it, because we've got it too. Welcome to Young Onset Parkinson's Network. Living well starts here.
Good morning, everybody. It's Mike Hill from the Young Onset Parkinson's Network podcast. We're sitting here with Jennifer Gillick of the APDA Northwest Chapter, and they're having a big event down there, to the west.
Across there, I don't know.
How are you, Jennifer? How are you this morning?
I'm good. I've had about half a cup of coffee, so I'm getting to my morning on point with my day. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you do there and about the event?
Sure. So I am from American Parkinson Disease Association, and our chapter is the Northwest chapter. So we cover the five states of Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska. That's kind of our coverage area. Although since the onset of COVID, we've connected with people all over the country who are interested in some of the programming that we were doing virtually. So I feel like our reach and expansion has grown quite a bit. My role there is I'm the program director. So I wear two hats. I do program and event planning, and I also work with families. I answer the phone and talk to folks about what kind of resources we can get them and what how they can manage living with Parkinson's disease and how we can help.
I heard you mention Alaska. The people with Parkinson's in Alaska, how many?
Well, you know, how many people with Parkinson's are anywhere is the big old question. But yes, there are people in Alaska that have Parkinson's, and they are very under-resourced. Yeah, and very spread out. Like, it's a gigantic state. I work very closely with the Anchorage Support Group, and we run a caregiver support group specifically for people in Alaska that is open to anybody in the whole state. And we did an in-person program in Anchorage in 2019. And in a town of about 60 to 70,000, I think that's the population of Anchorage, we had about 170 people come to an event, which is pretty good reach for the population of Anchorage and with Parkinson's disease. So there are people there, and they are actively seeking resources and have an amazing community, small and mighty, I would call it.
What is the main goal of the YOPD conference hosted by the APDA?
The goal is twofold. One, to give people an opportunity to connect in person with each other. So there's this connection component to this event, which kind of sets it aside from other sort of general Parkinson's events. We have purposely built in to the agenda opportunities for people just to get to know each other. And then the second is to offer subject matter in the conference that is specifically targeted to the YOPD population. And we have a session on working with Parkinson's disease and a lot of other different kinds of sessions, but really it's to make sure that it's targeted to folks who are younger and in a smaller community of people with Parkinson's and are dealing with a lot of different things in their lives than someone who is retired and in their late 70s is dealing. It's the same disease, but your life situation is very different.
How does social engagement benefit individuals with YOPD?
I'm going to go to the research side first, and then I'm going to go to the anecdotal side. So the research side is very compelling in that social connection really enhances somebody's life and helps them live better and longer. Dr. Lori Mishley, who's one of our speakers at the event, in her research and her big survey, her CAMCARE study of people with Parkinson's, the number one factor of someone who is not doing well living with Parkinson's, they say on a survey and questionnaire, I am lonely. And that is the number one factor that shows time and time again that someone is not doing well living with this condition. So I think social connection research-wise is really important. And then just being around people who can understand what you're going through and meeting other people, I mean, that can pay off in leaps and bounds. There actually is a woman on my committee who lives in a mid-sized town in Washington. She was 43 or 44 when she was diagnosed. And when I got her involved in this, she said, you know what? I have not met one person who looks like me in person. I've met a couple people online, but I'm really looking forward to meeting somebody who I can relate to. And that's our hope with this event, is that you will find somebody that in some way you can connect with and relate to.
Right. I'm turning 60 this year, but when I was first diagnosed when I was 42, there was nobody out there that I knew that had anything like Parkinson's. Why are activities like hiking and dancing included in the conference program for YLPD individuals?
Well, twofold. One, exercise, as you know, very critical in the treatment of Parkinson's. And it's a great time to get to know one another. So we have a group here, which is a little bit of the impetus of this event. And it's called CYOPD, Seattle Young Onset Parkinson's Activity Club. Started by a gentleman who is now on our board. And he was 48 when he was diagnosed. And I met him at a support group ostensibly for young onset. And we had an hour and a half conversation in the parking lot because he was just like, I just wanted to meet some people and have some friends. And this was not what I was, it was not a good fit for him, the support group. And he's like, they're very nice people, but this is not what I was looking for. And so a little bit later, he was like, I'm just going to start a club. And so they literally get together once a month, sometimes more, and they do things. They go on hikes. They went on a church organ tour because somebody was connected with that. They did it. They've gone whitewater rafting. They went go snowshoeing. So they do activities, conversation, camaraderie, companionship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Great. So that's why we built it into this event as well.
How are the speakers and the session topics chosen to address the unique needs of YOPD patients?
So it was really important to me as what I would call the facilitator of this event to make sure that the topics didn't come out of my head, but came out of the heads of the people who are living with young onset Parkinson's. And so the committee is made up of 4 men and 3 women, myself and a movement disorder neurologist. And so we spent months brainstorming, talking about speakers and topics and what kind of things we wanted to cover. And out of it came the agenda for the event. And I will tell you, this was an incredibly hard process because this could be a 2-week long retreat, which would be awesome, but kind of impractical.
Could you provide examples of specific session topics at the conference?
Sure.
What are they going to talk about?
Yeah, we are covering, let's see if I can do it off the top of my head. So Dr. Mishley is going to talk about, she's sort of doing the medical section. So it's kind of broad categories. So she's going to cover living your best life the longest, because when you're diagnosed young, you're living hopefully a long time with Parkinson's disease. So she's going to talk about what are those things that allow you to live better and longer. So really covering those topics and what does the research say and what has she found? So going into some complementary medicine things, traditional medicine, those kind of topics. We're also covering exercise and rehabilitation therapies. So we have an amazing neurological physical therapist, as well as a speech therapist, talking about not only the importance of exercise, but the importance of a prehabilitation. So getting on top of an issue that may happen before it does. So working on your speech, working on your physicality before there's a big issue and what that looks like, why you might want to do that. We're doing, like I mentioned before, a working NPD session. We are doing a session on a breakout session on flying solo with PD. We talk a lot about care partners. What if you're somebody who is single or widowed or living on their own? What does that look like? So we're doing a session on that. We're doing a breakout session on women and PD. How is it different if you're a woman in PD? There's a lot of energy towards that. So those are some examples.
What advantages do attendees gain by staying at the conference hotel?
So the at the conference hotel, so Saturday is the social activities. So hiking, boxing, pickleball, dancing, that kind of stuff.
Pickleball is huge now, isn't it?
It really is. Invented in Washington State. Did you know that?
I did not.
It was invented on Bainbridge Island, and it's called pickleball because their dog was called Pickle.
I heard that story before, but I never knew it was made up. It was invented in Washington State.
Yeah, it's apparently our state sport, but I think it's more popular in Florida than it is here. But it's gaining popularity. Anyway, we're doing a pickleball thing. But then in the conference launches with a happy hour reception. And so we're going to do some connected activities. We have a great video thing that's being put together. So kind of this whole thing that is from 4:30 to 6, but the room and the bar and things stay open from 4 to 8. So we wanted to provide the opportunity that once the official program was over, people could hang out with their new friends that they made playing pickleball or dancing with them, or that they just met at this happy hour social event. So, and then the conference kicks off at, well, doors open at 9, kicks off at 10 on Sunday. So if you stay at the hotel, there's kind of more options for socializing, but it's also an option. You don't have to stay at the hotel. There's a lot of people who are local who are coming for the evening event and then coming back on Sunday.
You did mention you get a discount if you go to the view guys, right?
Correct. Correct. Until the 21st, although I may sweet talk them into extending it, because I don't know if this podcast is going to be out by then.
I'm going to have it out by tomorrow.
Okay. Well, then hop on it if you're interested in coming.
I think you.
We're also giving away an Apple Watch to the people that register by the 21st. We're going to do a drawing for that because we want people to register early so we know how much food and drink to get.
Okay, how can individuals with financial need access reduced rate pricing for the conference?
They just give us a call. The reality is we did have to put a fee for the conference. Had I waved my magic wand and gotten a ton of sponsorship at the beginning, I would have made the conference free, but we weren't in that situation. However, we never, ever, ever want a conference fee to be in the way of someone coming and connecting and learning. So we are happy to waive the fee or offer reduced rate pricing to anybody that gives us a call. We did get some sponsorship money to help cover that.
What number do they call?
They call 206-695-2905.
Is there an email associated with that too?
Yes, they can also email, it's a long one, APDAnw@APDAParkinson.org. And if you go to the American Parkinson Disease Association website and you find my location and you go to the Northwest, you can find our website, and all of that information is on the local bits of our website.
Could you explain the impact of sponsorships on participant scholarships and costs, and how can interested parties get involved in sponsorship?
Sponsorship is huge for any sort of event. You know, we have to pay for food and infrastructure surrounding the event. And so those costs can be, especially at a hotel, be very expensive. Food and drink is kind of mind-boggling when you're doing an event. And so we don't want, if we pass those costs directly onto attendees, it would make it financially not feasible for people to come to an event such as this. So sponsors help us support all of that, as well as for us as an organization, sponsorship helps us do more programs like this. Like if we didn't have sponsors coming to our walk or coming to our gala, which are strictly fundraising events, we couldn't do events like this. So it's just a critical piece of being involved. And for the sponsors, it also gives them, you know, visibility to folks when they come to the event. So it's kind of hopefully a win-win for sponsors as well as the community organization. And they can call the same number, they can go to the same website and get in touch with me, and we can talk about the different levels and ways to get involved and what that looks like. This was our organization saying, we need a conference for young onset. No one is doing it. No one's doing an in-person thing. So let's just try it and let's see what happens. So I call it throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks. And there's a lot of energy and excitement. There's a number of people coming. We have room for more, but we do have people. Somebody is coming from Saskatchewan, Canada. Someone else, there's somebody coming, I think from there. I saw somebody from Colorado, Arizona, California. Anna with the YOP, with YOPN is coming from Virginia. I think that's where she is. And she's actually going to be running a breakout session about an Ask Me Anything panel of people with young onset. So we purposely put it at a hotel near the airport so that if people wanted to come, they could easily make a trip to Seattle. And some of the airfare is really cheap from places like California right now. It's kind of great. So we're hopeful that it will be a national draw. It already is international. So we've Canada.
Is there anything you'd like to leave the audience with?
No, I mean, I just hope that the excitement that I hear translates into a really amazing event, which I think it's going to. The energy and spirit of the committee that's put it together, the really conscientious structure of really making it very targeted for people who are living with young onset Parkinson's. We're really proud of what we've put together, and we look forward to meeting people who are excited about getting together with one another in October. So we're about a month out.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate, as young onset Parkinson's person, I appreciate what you guys are doing there.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me and talking about the event. I really appreciate it.
That'll do it for today, folks. Come back next time for more guests, more fun. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
Waking up in the morning and to be well. Quite honest with you, I ain't really sleep well. You ever feel like your train of thought's been derailed? That's when you press on, lean in. Half the population just waiting to see me fail. Yeah, right, you better off trying to freeze hell. Some of us do it for the females, and others do it for the reads. What I do